Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Judges. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Invite you to opening your Bibles to the book of Judges. The book of Judges. And I want to look this evening at Judges chapter 3 and Judges chapter 4. And in these two chapters, we will look at the first four judges out of this book of Judges. The book of Judges is a book that follows a particular cycle. Can anybody tell me what that cycle is? It start with where? It start with, can they start putting God first, and then what happened? They backslide or apostasy, and then what else? And then they fall into moral corruption. Notice, one of the first signs of backsliding is what? Moral corruption. One of them Ten Commandments is broken. Moral corruption. And then after moral corruption, it follows what? Political corruption. And then after political corruption is what? Amen. An enemy comes in. Amen. And then after that, what happens? Amen. There's war and defeat. In other words, the enemy come in and there's a losing battle. And then what? Amen. And the enemy takes you into slavery. You're in bondage to the enemy. And then what happens? And then normally that person pray. You know, they often say a person don't really get delivered until they come to the end of themselves. They have to hit bottom. Have you ever heard that? Yeah. They hadn't hit bottom yet. When they hit bottom, then they'll get right with the Lord. But they hadn't hit bottom yet. Yeah, a lot of times you can see a person and they can be down and out on drugs or something, and they could even be homeless or something, and they just feel like, if I just get a better job, if I can just get me a job, then I can get back up. But getting a job ain't the problem. No, because see, there's moral corruption. Until that moral corruption is fixed, until that bondage is fixed. If you're on drugs, all you're doing is you're going to be supplying the drug man with some cash. He's going to supply you with drugs, and you're going to supply him with cash. That's all a job is going to do. You're just going to have more money to buy drugs with. You got to get that moral corruption fixed. Amen. And the only way that's going to happen, you got to cry out to God. Prayer. And then what else happened after prayer? Repentance. You got to turn your back. You just can't, it can't just be, I'm just praying and waiting on God. You got to get rid of whatever it is that brought you down. Amen. You got to turn your back. And then what else is next? There's a revival. Once you put that away, man, you'll see a revival come. And then after revival, then what? God do what? God raises up. God sends somebody. He sends some help. Amen. He sends some help. But do you see how God work? God is not going to send the help when you ain't ready to receive the help. Amen. See, so God really be waiting on us, don't he? Amen. And then what else happened after that? Once the help come? Deliverance. And so we are back to putting God first. So you see that cycle? Did you see the cycle? Amen. All right. Now let's go ahead and get back into our lesson for today. I want to begin to look at these first four judges. Now, notice the Bible says here in verse number one, it's a strange verse. It says, now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. There were some nations that God left, or what God basically was going to use to prove Israel, to test. There's always something in your life that God is going to use as a test to really test your faith. There's some stuff in your life right now that you will want God to fix, but God is saying, I'm going to see how bad do you want me to fix it. Hello, somebody. Because, see, a lot of things, it can be a problem this week, but next week we don't even pray about it no more. See, have you ever walked in a room and there's darkness in the room? And when it's dark in the room, when you first walk in, you say, oh, where the light at? Where the light at? But if you be still, guess what? Your eyes will adjust to the dark, and you just start getting used to the dark without the light. As a matter of fact, another person can walk in that room, and they can say, cut the light on. Cut the light on, because they ain't used to the dark, but you done got used to the dark up in there. Hello, somebody. That's how sin is. When you first bump into sin, you say, hey, let's do something about it. Cut the light on. Let's get rid of it. But after a while, you'll get used to it. Yeah. When you first bump into sin, you'll cry out, oh, God, get me out of this. But after a while, you just start getting used to it, and we just start relaxing. Hello, somebody. It's like when I was trying to go out when I first got my car and stuff, trying to go out, you know, trying to be grown and keep up with the big boys and what have you, you know, 15, 16 years old, what have you, and, you know, they trying to drink beer and stuff. And my first, you know, tasting, I said, oh, man, this stuff is nasty. Hello, somebody. And you know what they kept telling me? Keep drinking. You'll get used to it. It'll be like water after a while. I say, sure enough, it never got like water to me. Now, when we look at this in our lesson, we see here at verse number 4. The Bible says, and they were to prove Israel by them to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwell among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their son and served their God. Now think about this. There was the Hittites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites. These people were still around, and God said, okay, well, I'm going to use these people to see if y'all going to really obey me. Now, some about church people. Church people, for some reason, like worldly people. Church girls like worldly men. Oh, my goodness. Y'all don't want to talk with me up in this house tonight. Church girls like worldly men. They like them slick willies. Tell the truth, somebody. A guy that looked good, you know, the Old Spice fella man, you know, the kind of guy that looked good, you know, wear sports clothes and what have you, you know, always got the new stuff, the latest stuff. Oh, I mean, got the shiny ride and stuff. I mean, he may not have no good job or anything, but he got a nice ride, dressed good and everything. I mean, he working on that job. Yeah. And the girl fall in love with him. She was in the choir, but she done got out the choir now because she's trying to, you know, stay with, you know, keep up with Ralph Scallion and what have you. Hello, somebody. And Ralph just happened to lose his house and stuff. And the next thing you know, they shacking up and what have you. And so now she can't come to church. Now she feels so embarrassed. So as a matter of fact, when she bump into one of the church members, she say, well, we're looking for another church. Ralph didn't like that church there, so we're looking for another church. They ain't telling you the truth. They ain't telling you they done got themselves in a shack up situation. You see, but old Rufus, the hard working guy, the bricklayer, he ain't got no pretty clothes and he got this old work truck. He have to work on, you know, every time he drive the work truck, he have to, you know, when he get ready to crank it, he have to pop the hood open and crank it from underneath. But Rufus is in church every Sunday. He paying his tithes and everything. He gonna work. He gonna come home on time and everything. But she don't want him. I don't know why he keep looking at me. See, and a lot of time these ladies, and it worked vice versa. It worked vice versa with the men's. Amen. A woman can take you right on out of church, just like a man can. But why do, you know, a lot of time folks ask, why is I'm attracted to these worldly men's? That's because there's some worldliness in you. It's just like if I had a magnet here. If I had a magnet and I had some nails on this table and I put a magnet here, that those nails would pop up there to the magnet. Why is that? Because the same stuff that's in the magnet is in the nails. You see? And what God does, see, it's easy for somebody to get up here on Sunday morning and say, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. But when old Ralph Scallion come back in that nice shiny car and with that nice rap, baby, where you been? Huh? What's your name? Ralph Scallion is mine. I've been walking from town to town, sole of my shoes is thin as a dime. I've been looking for a lady like you to ease my weary mind. You see? And the next thing you know, she's no longer up there. She done made it out here to the fifth row. Then to the back of the sanctuary. And now don't even come in the sanctuary. Ralph Scallion done took her out with the same line he's been using for 25 years. Hello, somebody. Oh, my goodness. Let me move on. Amen. But it's right there in the text. See, God, he put people like that in your life to prove you, to see if you really committed to him. See, you can say a basketball player can, I can say I'm a basketball player out there by myself, shooting the ball by myself, by myself, but let Michael Jordan come out there. Now I got a test. Now let's see how good I am. You see? See, a lot of times people haven't fallen into sin because they hadn't had the opportunity to sin. See, that's why a lot of times when you see a person I'm fell into sin, the Bible says, don't look down on that person. The Bible says, he who's spiritual, let him restore that person in a spirit of meekness, lest thou also will be tempted. Yeah. See, a lot of times the reason we hadn't fallen into sin is because we hadn't been put in that same situation. Amen. But you got to put yourself in that same situation. And if you put yourself in the same situation, if you ain't strong enough, you end up falling for them 25-year-old lines. Hello, somebody. You just didn't know it was a 25-year-old line. Amen. Changing your wardrobe for rapscallion. Amen. But let me move on. Let me move on. But I was just throwing that out because maybe I can get some help up in here tonight. But why is it, you know, I've been pastoring 19, finna be 20 years. Why is that? Why is that? Even in school, even in elementary school and high school. Why do the girls go after the guys that sag? Hello, somebody. They go after the guys that sag. It's going to be hard. You know, my boy, she's telling me, it's going to be hard, Daddy. You know, girls don't like boys, you know, they're wearing the belts and everything and shirts in and stuff. Why is that? I'm coming for some help up in here tonight. Amen. Amen. And that ain't no new phenomenon. When I was in school, when I was in elementary school, amen, the rough-looking guys could get the pretty girls. So I start putting my little shirt tail out, trying to look rough. That's as rough as I could look without getting a whooping. Hello, somebody. Amen. Look like every time I try to mess up a teacher or somebody, come here, Webber, what you doing? Hello, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, my goodness. Amen. Now, let's look at these judges. Let's look at these judges. Bible says, verse number 7, and the children of Israel did even the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served Balaam and the grove. Those are idol gods. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was waxed hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cush-Rish-Athaim. That's the longest name in the Bible. It's got to be one of the longest names in the Bible. Boy, that lady must have had a hard pregnancy with a name like that. She must have had a hard pregnancy. Now, because look at what she named him. I mean, look at what that name means. It means blackness of double wickedness. Blackness of double wickedness. Blackness of double wickedness. Or the shorter version is intensified wickedness. That's when I say his mama must have had a hard labor or something. I don't want to have no more children up in here. Because this is intensified wickedness here. This is, intensified wickedness. All right. Now, as we study in this book of Judges, names are important. The Bible itself is a coded book. It used coded language. So names are important. Just don't run across names. Names are important. Matter of fact, that's basically what this Bible study is going to be about tonight. It's going to be about decoding these names and stuff. Amen. So we see this first enemy is intensified wickedness. But notice where this enemy is from. It's from Mesopotamia. You know where the Mesopotamia is at? That's going all the way back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter 2. That word basically means between two rivers, the rivers of Euphrates and the river of Tigris. Remember, in the book of Genesis chapter 2, there was four rivers, and the two rivers, one was Euphrates, the other was the Tigris River. And so this first enemy was a long way away. It was an outsider. Now, theologians tells us that king one of the kings was named Amram, and his name means pride. And so basically what we have pride, a spirit of pride, is controlling these people. A spirit of pride is controlling the people. Now, God, notice what happened. The Bible says that they served him for 8 years. Verse 9, and when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Othniel names mean God is mighty or Lion of God. Lion of God or God is mighty. All right. Now notice the Bible says, verse 10, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel. Somebody say judged Israel. And went out to war. And the Lord delivered Cush, Sham, Rim, Atham, M, king of the Mesopotamia, into his hands. And his hand prevailed against him. And the land had rest 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. All right. So God.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.